Breakfast. My good evening and welcome to the Max Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing you the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. The focus of tonight's show is on next month's Incruniac Festival in Peel, but I'll start with something I promised you last week, The Bonnie Light Horseman by Lunasa and Natalie Merchant.
When Bonnie commanded his armies to stand, and he leveled his cannon right over the land. Well, he leveled his cannon, his victory to gain, and slew my light horseman on the way home from Spain. Broken hearted I wander, broken hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie man in the cruel war was slain. My woe, since my bonny light horseman to the cruel Montego. Broken hearted I'll wander, broken hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the cruel war slain.
Well, I think I've said before about my love for everything that Natalie Merchant does, so that version of Bonny Light Horseman is going to take some beating. Let's wait for next week's version of the song. Maybe we can go even better. So as I said at the start of the show, the main focus tonight is the Incrinic Festival, which is happening in Peel next month. And I've had a chat with Chloe Woolley and Joe Collister, who are two of the organisers of the festival. I'm now joined by Chloe Woolley and Joe Collister, who are representing the Incrinic Festival. Tell us a little bit about Incrinic 2025.
Well, this year's festival runs from the 21st to the 27th of July, and we're mainly based in Peel, but we've also got some events happening in Douglas and in St John's. And we've got lots of visiting acts and plenty of Manx local talent as well.
Okay, so it starts on the Monday night.
Yes. Well, we've actually got a lunchtime session at Noah Bakehouse to get us started off.
Brilliant.
And some other bits and pieces happening. We've got a baking workshop at Juliet's in Peel.
All right.
But the main event of that evening is with Scottish boy band Rura with support from Trina Kier, which is Kirsty Lawrence and Russell Cowan's band, and that's on at the Centenary Centre by 7.
That's marvellous.
And we're really lucky, actually, that the Rura gig is supported by the Domestic Event Fund. It's so hard to put the, you know, to find sponsorship every year for the festival. We've got loads of great sponsors that I'm sure we'll mention later on. But it's lovely that the Domestic Event Fund have helped us out for Rura. Yeah, and it's much appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. And to put you in the mood, here is a track by Rura. This is the title track of their album from 2 years ago, Dusk Moon.
Every day at lunchtime, we've got the Noah Bakehouse sessions. So a different country represented every lunchtime from 1 o'clock, and they're all free to go along to. But one of our favourite evenings is the Tuesday, which is our E Aranach, which is the song night.
Yeah, we started that up a few years ago, and it's one of those nights we put it on to really sort of showcase singing, and we weren't sure which way it would go. And it's one of the first things that gets booked out. We've talked a lot, haven't we, about how there's lots of music sessions that go on around the island, but actually singing sessions, you know, everyone loves a good sing song.
Absolutely.
So we think we've sort of nailed that one. It's a nice informal session. So people, choirs, groups, singers come along. They maybe do a couple of like a performance, and then we have a little song sheet. Well, we might go digital this year. We might get QR codes.
Okay.
So brace yourselves. But yeah, that Tuesday night is a lovely night at the Masonic.
That's at the Masonic Hall.
Yeah.
And is that a ticketed event as well?
It is. Yeah. £7 for that evening, or half price for under 16s.
Okay. And is that people from throughout the artists that you bring in over, as well as local singers?
Yes. We'll have the Annie Bayless Band there that evening. And Annie and colleagues are from Cornwall.
Right.
So they'll be doing a little bit of entertainment. We will have local acts as well. We've got, we're going to have some young singers, Crystal and Luena,
going to
be singing some Manx songs.
Fantastic.
And we've got Mary Malloy and Susan, who will do some Irish songs with us. And then festival favourites, Lockdown Lovelies, will be there too.
So Chloe mentioned the Annie Bayless Band there. Here's something called Cadarlic by her from an album of last year called Ol An Dra. What about Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday night, we have got a Cayley, our first Cayley of the week, down at the Masonic Hall.
Mm-hmm.
We like to have a bit of a fancy dress event, so this is our fancy dress Cayley. So feel free to come dressed as your favourite myth or legend from,
okay.
From anywhere throughout the Celtic world.
There's
in
a
the
challenge.
Celtic world. but that should be really nice. That starts at 7:30. Again, ticketed, it's on the website. We've got the Brim playing for that. The McGoldrick family are over. By that time, one of our Irish acts. We've got Manx Cayley Band playing. So, again, it's nice and informal. I think Perry Bairn might
Perry
be doing
Bairn
a lot
do
there
it.
As well.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, a good lively night then, I'm
yeah.
sure.
And, of course, there's other fringe events going on as
yeah.
well at the same time, so you don't have to come to the Cayley. Black Dog will have some music on. And there's also going to be a conference of the Gaels. So if you're a fluent Manx speaker, you can go along to that at the Centenary Centre. And that's hosted by Radio Falch, who are Belfast, Irish language station.
Okay, making
yeah, they're
lots
over,
of links.
They're over throughout the whole week, actually, which is really great. So they're doing lots of bits and pieces. They're doing our Ian O'Leary lecture at 5 o'clock on the Thursday. So it's nice to have support from an organisation like that. Chloe mentioned the Black Dog gigs as well. They're on at 5 and 6 from Wednesday through. And they were so popular last
yeah,
year. They
yeah.
fall at that nice time. So you've been there for the afternoon at the House of Manannan sessions and workshops. And then you can nip in there, listen to some music, have your tea,
absolutely.
Get hydrated, and then get to the evening events.
Yeah, it works really well. I'm
yeah.
being tempted over to Peel. So as we heard there, one of the bands playing at the Cayley is the McGoldrick family. Here they are from an album from last year, One for the Road, with the tunes A Few More Bob, Martin Roachford's and The Leading Role.
Thank you.
So that was the McGoldrick family, and some of the younger members of that family will be performing at the Cayley as part of Incruniac on Wednesday the 23rd of July. Let's go back to my conversation with Joe and Chloe to find out more about the second half of the week. And what about Thursday then?
So that's, as Joe mentioned, we've got the Ian O'Leary lecture, and it's going to be all about the development of Irish Gaelic in Belfast, which is quite topical at the moment, really, with NECAP in the yes. news quite a lot. So I'm sure they'll touch on that, as well as the language immersion school that's very successful there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we'll have stuff happening at Black Dog and at Miller's Tale. But that evening, we've got the Celtic Myths and Legends concert. And this is a new concept last year, but we're revisiting it because it was so successful. So it's a variety concert with this overall theme, and our president and treasurer, Bob Carswell, RBV, he is our narrator and storyteller. So he will be keeping the music and dance flowing throughout.
It's always lovely to hear Bob's voice.
Oh,
he just has that tone which just works with those things, doesn't
he? And it was lovely last year because it means all our visiting artists and local artists who were there, they're all on the stage at the same time. I mean, I don't think we're our lovely sound engineer Dave Rolls, who does all the work. I don't think we're his best friends sometimes of that night. But it's a really nice event where everyone is there at the same time.
It's good to test him.
Yes, it is. And we've got Fnaudry Distillery on board as sponsors this year. So that's why it's almost inspired the reason for the theme, the Celtic Myths and Legends.
Yep.
So I'm sure we'll have some projections of...
and a bit of gin tasting.
Definitely.
And
Julia Ashby-Smyre's artwork. So that'll be a lovely concert. And then we'll retire to the White House for a session, which we've got happening a few times during the week after concert sessions at the Whitey.
Yeah, usual place people would end up, yeah.
And then we're on to Friday, and this is our final day at the House of Mananan. So from Tuesday to Friday, we're going to have between 12 and 2 performances outside in the courtyard, if the weather's good, and we're going to have workshops upstairs. And we're going to have everything from beginner whistle lessons. I think we've got a harmonica workshop happening.
All right.
Maybe a bit of poetry and dancing. So there'll be something that everyone can take part in or just enjoy down at the House of Mananan.
That's good. I remember last year there was a few nice afternoons when I was enjoying the music outside there. It's a fantastic spot to take it all in.
Yeah, again, nice and informal. They'll be in the programme, all the different artists and stuff. So we'll have that out soon, hopefully. But it's nice just to come and sit for the whole session, really, and just take it all in. It's nice.
Absolutely. And that leaves Saturday.
Well, we've got Friday night
to go.
Friday
night, sorry. Yeah.
And you've got a choice on the Friday night. We'll have the Mega Manx Cayley happening again in the cathedral. Very popular night, so don't leave it too late to get your tickets for that. And we'll have the Mega Manx Cayley Band, which has got loads of top Manx musicians playing in it. And we will have star turns from some of our visiting acts again. We'll have the McGoldrick family, and we will have, hopefully, Skeith and Jerg playing and some other acts. And everyone can join in on the dance floor.
Excellent.
But meanwhile, in St John's, we've got an acoustic concert, something a bit different, with harpist Rachel Hare and Ron Jackie.
Yeah.
And they will also be featuring the Clairsac Harp Student Group, who will be performing a piece of music which Rachel wrote, inspired by Archibald Knox.
All right.
Is that
a premiere?
It was premiered 10 years ago.
Oh, right.
For the 150th anniversary.
Okay.
And this is Knox's 160th.
Yeah.
So we've tried to link him with the lovely exhibition at the Manx Museum.
Yeah, and it is nice that. Yeah, very good. So let's have some tunes from Rachel Hare and Ron Jappy from an album they released called Sparks a good few years ago. This tune set is called the Jerby Jigs, and it's the Road to Jerby and Sunset Squatters. Thank you. Before I go back to my conversation with Chloe and Joe, let's have some more music from a band playing at Incrunic Festival in July. And this is Avanc, A-V-A-N-C, who are Wales's national youth folk big band. There's at least 12 of them in the photograph on the Incrunic website. And this track is something like Canaille is Bridion.
Ysbrydwach y rhibyn, y tylwyd teg ar goblin a'r hiw gyhyraeth drwg ein nad a gad o'r lad mewn dyffryn Syn diwedi'r ymlaen o, toel o'r ymlaen o Fe welwyd ysbryd milgi a'r ail y bryn yn croesi ac ysbryd gwas y gallu thorn ac ysbryd corn yn canu Syn diwedi'r ymlaen o Ysbryd caffa'n mewian ac ysbryd ieir yn cracian ac ysbryd môr yn siorsi wyl yn chwyrnu'n hil y pentan Syn diwedi'n ilaid o toil o ilaid o
And to finish things off?
Yeah, we've got our Saturday gathering. So this has now been set in the calendar for a few years. So we're there at the Corran Hall and Cathedral grounds in Peel from 11 o'clock right through till 4.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, Gilga's Golf will be there, so you can do some putting. And then in the Corran Hall, we've got Mungiverga doing their cafe. And then we've got a bit of a change on the Saturday. So we have, for the past few years, had an artisan fair. But this year, we have taken some inspiration from the 1925 Krunjukt Vaninak a Shunak programme.
Okay.
And we are running a produce slash craft slash floral arrangement slash cookery competition.
Excellent. 100 years on.
100 years on. So yeah, we're going to have a little pull out in the middle of the programme and it'll be on the website as well. So if this sounds like your bag, if you're a bonnag maker or a seed cake maker or you're a secret lace maker or
a flower arranger.
Exactly. We pulled some of them directly out of the original programme. I think there was one for the best collection of Manx herbs and then in brackets labelled in Manx Gaelic.
Oh.
So very specific. Mm. But Sue Woolley is going to judge those competitions. So that'll be quite good fun as well. And then we're going to sell all that produce off.
Be great,
So we think that'll be something different. So keep an eye out for mm-hmm. that. Digital Group are actually sponsoring us for that, I think.
And then that evening, our headline act of the week is Callum Stewart, who is a Scottish Ilium Piper, a good friend of the Isle of Man. I think he He came over in the very early days of Incrinit and he's performed at Shenica's Jew over the years.
He must have been very young in the early days of Incrinit.
Even younger than me. So he will be joined by step dancer Sophie Stevenson. She's quite well known on, you'll find her all over the internet. Wonderful dancer. And we're also going to have a local support performance from Schmunnicht Mai. And they are a band that's made up of Owen Williams, Jack McLean, Mira Royal, etc. And they will be going to Lorient this summer.
Right, so excellent. I had not come across them as a combination yet.
Yeah. So premiere performance in the Isle of Man on the Saturday night, which will be wonderful before we all head to the White House again.
Yes. To relax.
Yeah. And then we have a very chilled out Sunday to close, actually.
Yeah.
2 o'clock, we'll be down Black Dog, and it'll be a mix of performances and sessions. Mm-hmm. And then we will close the evening and everyone will go to sleep for a week.
Yeah, seems reasonable. Yeah. No, it's a fantastic lineup. Well done for all you organisers, and well done to the sponsors for keeping things going. Is there anyone else you need to mention?
Well, we should say thank you to Culture Vannon, who sponsored us, for Nordry, who Chloe's mentioned, the Domestic Event Fund, Isle of Man Post Office, who sponsor all our programmes and posters, Steam Packet, Soundcheck,
and Malcolm Scott Dickinson Charitable Trust, Isle of Man Arts Council.
Yeah, Digital Group.
Excellent. Right.
But I mean, it's really important, you know, and it's great. We've made some really good links with all, you know, our sponsors and things over the past few years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we're like swans, aren't we, at Cruinniuc? We look like very calm on the top, but without all this support and help from all these organisations, you know, it 100% wouldn't run. So thank you very much. Gurumai Moore,
Fantastic. Right, so we're really looking forward to that then. Just tell us the dates again and the website.
So runs from Monday the 21st to Sunday the 27th of July. And if you go to www.celticgathering.im, you'll find all the details.
Thanks so much to Chloe Woolley and Joe Collister for coming in and talking about Incrinit Festival. As they mentioned, the Saturday night sees Callum Stewart play at the Centenary Centre. I've played you quite a bit of music from his album from a couple of years ago, True North. It really is a great album. Here's one more track, The Craigellachie Lasses. Well, so much to look forward to there at Incronic Festival. Do get your tickets before they sell out. Returning to other music, I got an interesting CD in the post the other day, which is called Sing Yonder 2. Sing Yonder is a project run by Carl Sinfield, in which he's working through the Roud Index of traditional folk songs. There are thousands and thousands of numbers in the Roud Index. He is now up to Roud number 80, and they come in the form of lovely simple songbooks, which are a great resource for traditional song. There's also been two albums released, and as I say, Volume 2 just arrived the other day, where performers from the folk and roots scene take on some of these songs. Here's Frankie Archer from the northeast of England with her version of In Brunton Town, which is in fact Roud number 18. Find out more about this excellent project by searching for Sing Yonder on Bandcamp.
In Brunton Town there lived a farmer who had two sons and a daughter dear. By day and night they were contriving to fill their parents' heart with fear. Then said one brother to no other, but to his brother this he said, I think our servant courts our sister. I think that they both want to wed. If our servant courts our sister, then they will bring the family shame. I'll put an end to all their loving and send the servant to his grave. A day of hunting was prepared in thorny woods where the briars grow, and there they murdered the sweet young servant, and in a stream his body did go. Oh, welcome home, my two dear brothers. Our servant man, is he behind? We left him where we were hunting. We left him where no man can find. She went to bed, crying and lamenting for her heart's delight. She slept. She dreamed she saw a fire. His lovely curls were wet with water, his body all agape with blows. Oh, love for thee, I'm savage murdered, and I'm lying now where no man knows. So she rose early the very next morning, into the thorny wood she fled, and there she found her dear jewel, laid in the stream so bloody red. She took her skirts all in her fingers. She took his head all on her knee. And then she wiped those eyes so softly. She wiped those eyes that couldn't see. Since my brothers are so cruel, to take your tender life away, one grave will hold us both together, and it's in death with you I'll stay.
More new music now, this time from Odette Mitchell, who's an award-winning British singer-songwriter, guitarist and bouzouki player with a rich foothold in the folk tradition. She's got a new album out called The Queen of the Lowlands, and this track is called The Woodlark and the Field Fair.
Music.
excited wonder that day. But my mind is in a quandary as the woods be my witness. They're the birds in the canopy, they rung out my name. Oh, they circled me strangely, then they landed on me shoulders, crying, oh, be away from the woods on this day. So I reeled around to find I was alone in the forest, but the words that I heard were a lesson to stay.
Music happening around the Isle of Man this week? Well, it's Blues Club this week. It may be in our usual location, the railway, but they are having to close at certain times due to construction on the building next door. So we could be in the British. Look out on social media to find out where you can find us on Wednesday night. There'll also be the trad session in O'Donnell's on Wednesday night. There'll be a trad session at the Mitre in Ramsey on Friday night. And the Sunday session is the Improvers one at the Woodburn Bar between 4 and 6 p.m. I'll leave you with another track from Sam Kelly's new album, Dreamer's Dawn. This is The Bold Privateer. And I'll be back next week playing more great folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. And I hope you'll join me then.
adrift now, and our ship lies on the waves. So fare thee well, my dearest jewel, I can no longer stay. Our ship, she's awaiting, so fare thee well, my dear. I'm bound to sail on board the boat privateer. Well, there's no one there can tell you what hazards we might run, or how many young men lie slain now since this war has first begun. In the blood, in the battle, in the dangers drawn, then boldly I will fight. We'll cut down the pride of France and let their mothers fear. They'll shake at the sight of the sails of the bow privateer. Going, may heaven keep and carry your soul atop oceans deep. May kind winds guide you wherever you steer and send you home safe from the arms of the bold privateer. Well, the prizes we have taken from the coasts of France and Spain, my dearest jewel, you have to know that I've done the same. Though my fighting days are done, none return to you, my dear. I'm forever trapped on the decks of the boat.